Smart Talk is supported by Capital Blue Cross, providing healthcare coverage accepted by doctors and specialists in all 50 states. More information is available at capitalbluecross.com. Smart Talk is also supported by UPMC, offering services for athletes at every level and age. More information can be found at upmc.com/centralpaortho.
You're listening to Smart Talk on WITF. I'm Scott Lamar. 2022, especially the summer of 2022, has been marked by major disruptions in air travel. More than 120,000 flights have been canceled since Memorial Day here in the United States, and one in five flights have been delayed. There are several reasons for the problems and other air traffic topics that we'll discuss today with Tim Edwards, who is Executive Director at Harrisburg International Airport. Mr. Edwards, welcome to the program. Start with those cancellation and delays. Why are there so many this summer?
Well, good afternoon, and thank you for having me on. I think from our perspective anyway, the issues have been entirely workforce related. Of course, there's been some weather, some mechanical issues, as there always is. But whether you're looking at air traffic controllers or pilots or mechanics or even flight attendants, it's just been very, very difficult to keep those aircraft operational and flying.
Is it because of COVID? They've contracted COVID, or they left the industry and haven't come back, or just what?
I think it's they left the industry and haven't come back. We know that there were, a huge amount of layoffs with regard to the COVID issue. Most of those pilots, flight attendants, mechanics have come back, but others found other work during that period, and are happy doing that.
I mean, has the industry taken any moves to try to attract those people back, or even new workers?
Yes, as a matter of fact, the pay rates for freshman pilots or newly certified pilots coming into the airline industry have increased dramatically over the past couple of years in an attempt to attract the workforce that's needed to keep the airlines flying.
Another factor that I've heard about is that. And it sounds like it was a bit of a surprise, and it's not just in the air travel, but travel overall, is that more people are flying. Is that right?
We are seeing 2019 was a record year for enplanements for traffic activity at Harrisburg International Airport. We are now at about 85-87% of where we were in 2019, doing a little bit better than what we had projected going into 2022, but still not up to our 2019 levels. What we've and that's specific to us. There are many airports, particularly those that serve leisure destinations primarily, or that are in that leisure market. They've seen activity in excess of 2019 passenger levels. So really depends on your location. I think the Northeast has been a little bit slower coming back than other parts of the country.
Was it a surprise, though? Or maybe you should ask, was it unexpected?
That the it would come back as strong as it has?
Yes.
Yeah, well, the makeup of the passenger has shifted as well. Whereas in Harrisburg, we were likely 60-50% business travelers. Back in 2019, we're probably only back up to about 30% of our passengers being those business travelers that are so important to the airline. Those are the ones that really, really relate to the profitability of a particular route. So, but we're seeing a larger percentage of leisure travelers, those going to Florida destinations, Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, Punta Gorda, all served out of Harrisburg. But fewer of the business travelers, although they are starting to come back a little bit stronger now.
I wonder if some of the adapt, you know, some of the ways that people have adapted or businesses have adapted, if it had an impact on that, seeing that rather than having to travel face to face, that now they can do it via Zoom or, you know, some other way, virtually.
Yeah, no, certainly that's had a big impact. And I think we all became accustomed to meeting virtually. And you know, clearly there's a savings there. If you're not sending someone out of town for a business meeting, you're going to be saving, you know, quite a bit of money. But there's still a need for business travel. I mean, businesses still need to meet with their clients. They have competitors that are doing the same thing. So they're out there trying to get that edge as well. But for the common everyday kind of update, it certainly, whether it's Microsoft Teams or Zoom or whatever you're using, has replaced a lot of that, what was the former business travel.
I saw that there were 1,500 flights canceled nationwide on Friday. It seems like every other day you hear about a new number, some high, some low. But the question many people have is, will it get better? And if so, when?
I think it's going to get better when the airlines adjust their capacity to their workforce resources. And, you know, they're still kind of struggling with that right now. And it's not only the airlines. As I said, air traffic control is going through some of the same issues. And just support services across the board. But I think the airlines will adjust. They'll match their capacity with their workforce resources, and we should see a lot of this moderate, I suppose. You know, you're still going to have mechanical problems. You're still going to have weather issues. That's never going to change. But they shouldn't be having the problems that they're having now with just having excess capacity and not enough workforce to support that.
You know, you mentioned weather. I have to say that personally, I cannot recall before this year, except on just rare occasions, where so many flights have been delayed or so many flights canceled because of bad weather. Are we seeing more of that, or is it just that, you know, we're getting explanations for why a flight is delayed or canceled?
Yeah, I think some of it is. I don't think we're seeing more weather. I think some of it is. Maybe I'm putting this wrong, but you know, the airlines would likely use that as an excuse for. If there's even a small weather problem, for delaying or canceling a flight, as opposed to what they may have done previously. So that I think that always factors into the equation as well, but. I don't think we've seen any more weather this year or over the past 18 months than any other time. Mm.
In June, Harrisburg International Airport had as many passengers as before the pandemic. Now, you were talking about your percentages compared to 2019. So it sounds as if things are somewhat back to normal, at least here in Harrisburg. You know, I think we may have had this conversation before, but I've heard many people say, I would much rather fly out of Harrisburg International, but the fares are more expensive. How do you deal with that?
Well, you know, the fares are more expensive on average, but a lot of it is perception as well. I don't think our fares are that much out of line when you compare them, you know, particularly to Philadelphia or to Baltimore. Where we lose a lot of passengers, that's our primary competition. But you're right, June was the busiest month at Harrisburg International since February of 2020, prior to the pandemic.
Oh, okay.
And quite a bit better than what we had projected when we put our budget numbers together. So we're hoping the same for July as well, and of course going forward. But as far as the fares, you know, we hear a lot of stories. And many of those stories are, hey, you know what? I got a great fare out of Harrisburg. It was cheaper than Baltimore, and I can, you know, I'm right here local. I don't have to fly. I don't have to drive down to Baltimore or drive over to Philly. So it's really just a matter of looking around and making that comparison. But I will tell you that quite often, the fare out of Harrisburg is equal to or perhaps even a little bit lower than what you'll find at one of our competitors.
Who sets those fares?
The airlines.
The airlines. And they base it on passengers?
They base it on, how full the airplane is what percentage is economy and what percentage is business class. And there's a whole calculation that goes into that. But the fares are constantly changing based on the how quickly that airplane fills up and with what type of passenger. So it's we have no input. The airport authority has no input whatsoever in the fares that are being charged by the airlines. And of course, now fuel is factoring into that
exactly.
as well. I think you're seeing fares up across the board because they're paying much more for fuel than they were, say, 18 months ago.
We only have a minute left. I want to thank you very much for being with us today. One issue I did want to mention, saw a number of stories this year that more guns than usual have been confiscated at Harrisburg. What's up with that? And again, I only have about 40 seconds left.
All right. We don't have an answer for that. It's just people are, in almost every case, it's, oh, I forgot it was in the bag. I put it in when I went, I drove over to, wherever to go to the range and I left it in the bag and I forgot about it. We can't attribute it to any one particular issue. It's just people aren't paying attention. And they go to the airport and they have a weapon in their bag and that's they're going to get caught.
Well, that's just it. That's the noteworthy part is you find the guns every time. Tim Edwards, Executive Director of Harrisburg International Airport. Tim, thank you very much for being with us today.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
I'm Scott Lamar. Have yourself a great day.